USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republican Congressman Chris Collins of Western New York charged with securities fraud for alleged insider trading involving an Australian biotech company for which he serves as a board member. Collins says he'll mount a vigorous defense.
As I fight to clear my name, rest assured, I will continue to work hard for the people and constituents of the 27th Congressional District of New York, and I will remain on the ballot running for re-election this November.
U.S. Attorney Jeff Berman denies the indictment and its timing are in any way politically motivated.
We bring a case when the case is ready to be brought. That being said, we are cognizant of the potential concerns surrounding an election. But, you know, here we are months away from the election, and those concerns do not apply.
USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their Buy One, Get One Free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and enter promo code USA.
They'll mark the anniversary of a deadly alt-right rally and counter-protest in Charlottesville, Virginia this weekend with a hate group demonstration that's expected to again draw counter-protesters. Ahead of it, the governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency, and Charlottesville's communications director, Brian Wheeler, says they're calling in extra law enforcement and preparing for the worst.
And this is one of the top five largest deployments of law enforcement in the state's history.
A woman who was part of the counter-protesters last year died when a man rammed his car into the crowd. The Russian embassy to the U.S. says Washington's newest round of sanctions against Russia are draconian and unacceptable. They were announced yesterday in response to the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter with a chemical agent in Britain back in March. The State Department putting the blame squarely on Moscow. The sanctions target millions of dollars in exports to Russia. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Still no agreement reached on whether President Trump will grant an interview to Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team after months of negotiating how the prosecutor might be able to question President Trump. Now the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says they want Mueller's team to focus on matters during the presidential campaign and not on obstruction claims.
He doesn't need to ask a single question on obstruction. He has all the answers. They're not going to change. The president's not going to change his testimony. So stop the nonsense. You are trying to trap him into perjury because you don't have a case.
Giuliani spoke last night on Hannity on Fox News. Omarosa reportedly has secret recordings of conversations with President Trump. Former Apprentice star Omarosa Manigault Newman, working in the White House as an aide in the Trump administration for just about 1 year, and multiple sources are telling the Daily Beast that she secretly recorded discussions with Trump and West Wing staffers on her smartphone. And in some sweeter news, the new Oreo flavor is cherry cola. Nabisco made the announcement yesterday after an online vote between the three fan-submitted finalists, cherry cola, kettle corn, and pina colada thins. The winning creation gets the person who submitted it a $500,000 prize. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.